This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. In the state's new 23rd Judicial District, George Brockler has won the Republican primary for district attorney. CPR's Ben Marcus says it's now likely that Brockler will take office next year.
Brockler used to be the DA of the 18th Judicial District, which had Aurora, Douglas County, Elbert County. He ran for attorney general. He was kind of a rising star in Republican politics, but it's been 6 years since he's been on the ballot, and something big happened. They created this new judicial district, which has the most conservative parts of his former judicial district, and almost tailor-made for him. So he said, I'm not just comfortable in a job like this, I'm passionate about it.
Hear more from CPR's Ben Marcus on that race later this hour on Colorado Matters. In the 3rd Congressional District, first-time candidate Jeff Hurd now has the Republican nomination. One of his challengers was far-right election denier Ron Hanks. Hurd says he believes voters are looking for a politician to work on issues like the cost of living.
I think they want somebody that's serious and constructive and a problem solver and who is focused on making those local headlines about jobs created, opportunities for families and for communities, and less focused on the national issues.
Hurd will face Democrat Adam Frisch this fall for the seat vacated by Representative Lauren Boebert, who's attempting to switch districts. The Denver Zoo has rebranded itself as the Denver Zoo Conservation Alliance. The change aims to reflect its role in saving wildlife, both in Colorado and across the world. The zoo has more than 2,500 animals in its care and operates several conservation programs to protect threatened species and habitats. This is CPR News.